Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Kirstjen Nielsen was spotted at the Waterside Hummingbird Bar and Kitchen in Alexandria Sunday night around 8 p.m., just after stories were published saying she would resign from the Trump administration. She was with an entourage seated at an outdoor table. This was after President Donald Trump announced Sunday night that Nielsen would be leaving her position as head of the DHS.
The New York Times reports that Nielsen had met with Trump to try to plan a way forward on the border. While the 30-minute meeting was cordial, the Times reports that Trump wanted her resignation. After the meeting, she submitted it. The president was tweeting last night at 8:45 p.m., writing, "More apprehensions, captures at the southern border than in many years. Border patrol amazing. Country is full. System has been broken for many years. Democrats in Congress must agree to fix loopholes. No open borders, crimes, and drugs. We'll close southern border if necessary." And then at 9:03 p.m., "Mexico must apprehend all illegals and not let them make the long march up to the United States, or we will have no other choice than to close the border and or institute tariffs. Our country is full."
Our colleagues Anita Kumar, Gabby Orr, and Daniel Lippman have the latest on Stephen Miller playing an even bigger role amid this shakeup. Miller has been pushing for more hardliners to join the administration and has been demanding more be done to stop the flow of immigrants into the U.S. Wait a second. President Donald Trump's view that the U.S. needs to get tough on immigration is well known, but he needs to find somebody that could work with a Democratic House to change laws. That seems at this point like a long shot.
And we've got some buzz this morning looking for freshmen at the House Democrats retreat this week. You might be disappointed. We hear that many first-year lawmakers are taking a pass on the retreat, which will be held near Leesburg, Virginia. They spent lots of time in D.C. during the shutdown and want to get home. Our colleague Heather Cagle reported that John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are speaking to the Dems. We have a few more names. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, Bernard Tyson, CEO of Kaiser Permanente, Andy Slavitt, IBEW's Lonnie Stevenson, recently hugged by Joe Biden on stage, Bakari Sellers, Mayor Stephen Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina, St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, Richard Haass, and Michelle Flournoy will also speak to the group. Nancy Pelosi said to USA Today's Eliza Collins, who traveled with the speaker in Missouri, that Democrats should fight for the boldest common denominator. Pelosi is on a bit of a press tear over the last few days. She recently did the Playbook interview with us, and she also sat down with the Washington Post's Paul Kane.
Sarah Ferris and John Bresnahan had the latest on disaster funding, writing that House Democrats are prepared to move ahead with their own package that includes billions of dollars in aid for the rain-swollen Midwest. The Democrats' revised bill would add $2.5 billion for heartland states reeling from floods, an overture to Republicans after months of partisan bickering. But it's unlikely to go anywhere in the Senate because it includes money for Puerto Rico. On the 2020 front, the AP notes that Bernie Sanders has found himself in a new role, frontrunner. The Washington Post notes that Sanders is trying to do more retail politicking in Iowa, while Beto O'Rourke has been trying to go more heavy on policy to woo voters there.
In the juice, we've got Susan Collins raising $1.5 million last quarter. She has $3.8 million on hand. And looking for an alternative to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Bill and Hillary Clinton are headlining An Evening with the Clintons at DAR Constitution Hall April 27th, the same night as the White House Correspondents' Dinner, while freshman Illinois Democrat Lauren Underwood and Representative Alma Adams of North Carolina are launching a Black Maternal Health Caucus Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. at the House Triangle. More than 30 members, including House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, are signed up as members of the caucus.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will participate in a credentialing ceremony for newly appointed ambassadors to Washington at 11:45 in the Oval Office. He'll have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 2:30. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.